part 3 of our Rich Dad Poor Dad series. Don't go anywhere. Be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So in this video right here, we're going to cover 10 takeaways from the book Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. This is part 3. All right, so we've done a review on this for you. 3 different videos. This is the third one. So let's go ahead and jump right in. All right, so let's start with the 10 takeaways. All right, number 1, surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. It's important not to let your ego or fear get in the way with your business. Many people worry that if they hire somebody smart or smarter, that they're actually going to take the business idea and start their own business and become a competitor. You will never learn everything or master everything you need to make your business successful. So this point is key. If you don't believe Mr. Kiyosaki, well, Henry Ford once said, "I am not the smartest, but I surround myself with competent people." Number 2, learn to listen. This ties in with number 1. To grow and to improve, you have got to listen, all right? If you're surrounding yourself with smart people, you should do what? You should probably listen to them. If you believe that you have all the answers, you're not gonna learn. Ask questions and learn as much as you possibly can from others. You can always follow that old saying that God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth, so you should probably listen twice as much as you speak. Number 3. Pay yourself first. This is not a new idea by any means, but it's often overlooked. Take Warren Buffett, for example. He once said, "Don't save what is left after spending. Spend what is left after saving." Some feel that it's not possible in their situation and write it off is not possible. But this brings us to change the way you think. If you say that you can't do something, your mind accepts it and you move on thinking that it is just simply a fact. But it's not. In Rich Dad Poor Dad, he uses the example of "I can't afford that" versus "How can I afford that?" One closes your mind and the other opens your mind, right? In our previous example, if you asked, "How can I pay myself first?" you are much more likely to come up with what? A solution. This brings us to number 5. Be in control of your emotions. It is critical not to let fear or opinion dictate your actions. Some folks will use fear to never take the first step towards self-improvement. Starting a business, investing, all that kind of stuff. For some reason, as we get older, we are more fearful of trying new things. And if we stumble just a little bit, we're more likely to give up. Just think what would happen if we did this as children and we were trying to walk. Imagine that. This brings us to number 6. You became what you study. This one can go with the previous one, okay? If you study financial literacy, self-development, business, etc., that is what you become. Another way to think about this is saying that what you focus on expands. If you focus on the negatives in your life or others, then that's what you're going to grow in your life. Your subconscious is like a search engine. It will find whatever it thinks you want to find. If it thinks that you're going to focus on negativity and that's what you're preoccupied with, well, then it's going to look for more negatives to focus on. Focus on things that are going to benefit you, your family, and the world. This brings us to number 7. Reinvest excess cash generated by your assets. Once you start investing, reinvest the money that you earn, and this will give you that domino effect to start to compound your money. Think about the video we did a while back on compound interest and how much money can grow over time. This brings us to number 8. Buy luxury last, not first. Okay, so buy luxury last, not first. This ties into number 7. I know this isn't what you want to see and what you hear, what you see in like music videos and make money ads, etc. You typically see those folks driving expensive cars, living in mansions, and flying in private jets. If you try this from the beginning, you'll most likely end up in debt, and one mishap could cause you to basically end up in financial ruin. One example of luxury Robert Kiyosaki has mentioned is that he waited for a long time before he bought his Porsche. He had the money to get one, but instead he asked, how could his assets actually get him one instead of him just simply just going out and buying it and paying for luxury first, all right? Number 9, aim for more valuable assets. Okay, for this, you have to remember his definition of an asset, which is something that puts money in your pocket. So this doesn't mean expensive houses and cars. This goes back to the Monopoly analogy of 4 greenhouses, 1 red motel. All right, motel or hotel? It's probably a hotel, right? Motels are this drive-up thing, so yeah, you don't want to drive up on that, right? Sometimes you're like what are those things, those thumbles? Yeah, anyways. Unless you get the car, then I guess it could be a motel. Anyways, I digress. He started out with single-family homes and condos, but then he later moved on to apartment buildings. If you have apartment complexes or buildings where hundreds of people are paying rent to you, it's more stable than just one person paying for one home. Hence, those would be more valuable assets. You would have multiple sources of income from your apartment complexes versus just one single source of income from a single family house, right? Lastly, this brings us to good old number 10, reduce expenses and liabilities. While you're saving and investing in yourself and assets, it's important not to spend frivolously on expenses and liabilities. Lots of financial authors have written things about like the latte effect, having lots of debt, spending on depreciating assets like cars, expensive food and alcohol. I don't know, but whiskey sometimes could be necessary. At least, you got to put that in your budget. At least I do. Anyways, many people, they just, can't simply afford their rock and roll lifestyle, right? So many people try to keep up with what they see on social media, TV, movies, the Joneses, all that kind of stuff, right? Just remember that you don't see people that are living beyond their means in debt, bills, and anxiety, and all the stuff that goes with it, right? Because if they're not living beyond their means, that means they have money to pay for the bills, right? But if they're living outside of their means, then they don't, and that's usually where stress, depression, all that kind of stuff comes from, right? So make sure that you save, right? Make sure you don't spend it on crazy stuff, right? So what do you think about these top 10 takeaways? Which one do you personally want to work on first? Have you had any experience of any of these in the past? I would love to hear your thoughts, plus whatever other topics you want us to cover right there in the comments below. Let us know. Stay safe. Stay sane out there. Love you. God bless you. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.